When the devastating 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami struck Japan, claiming nearly 16,000 lives and causing a nuclear disaster, the world witnessed something remarkable. Instead of surrendering to despair, Japanese society rallied around a powerful concept, Ganbatte. This philosophy, meaning do your best or never give up, has propelled Japan through countless disasters, from World War II's atomic bombings to economic crises. It's so influential that Time magazine named it one of the top 10 non-English expressions everyone should know. At its core, Ganbatte represents a fundamental shift in how we approach challenges. While many Western cultures wish someone good luck before a difficult task, the Japanese say Ganbatte, placing responsibility on personal effort rather than chance. When you've truly embodied Ganbatte, even imperfect outcomes become acceptable because you know nothing more could have been done. Katsushika Hokusai's iconic woodblock print, The Great Wave off Kanagawa, perfectly captures this essence. The image shows fishing boats caught in towering waves with Mount Fuji in the background. Notice how the sailors aren't frozen in terror. They're actively rowing, fighting to survive by moving forward rather than surrendering to the sea's power. This artwork serves as a powerful metaphor for life's unpredictable challenges. Sometimes we sail through calm waters, while other times we face overwhelming waves that threaten everything we've built. The Ganbatte philosophy reminds us that even the largest waves eventually break, and our response determines whether we merely survive or actually thrive through difficult circumstances. Ishi no ue ni mo sannen, even on a rock for 3 years, captures the essence of persistence. This saying comes from Bodhidharma's legend, who meditated motionless on a rock for 3 years, sacrificing his legs but achieving enlightenment. This story inspired Dharma dolls, egg-shaped talismans with blank eyes sold throughout Japan. When setting a goal, you paint one eye. Only after achieving it do you paint the second, a visual reminder of unfinished business that maintains the Ganbatte spirit. The 3-year metaphor reminds us that meaningful achievements require sustained effort over time. While modern culture celebrates overnight success, the Ganbatte mindset recognizes that apparent breakthroughs almost always represent years of persistent, unseen effort. This mindset also requires patience with the natural learning curve of worthwhile endeavors. As a Zen master told his impatient student seeking quick enlightenment, "Sha, kan, kan. Calm down, relax, and keep moving forward with steady steps. Life rewards patience and punishes haste," a lesson echoed by centenarian couples who attribute their long marriages simply to patience. Japanese culture embraces seeming contradictions. Consider the proverb Tenseki koke musagu, a rolling stone gathers no moss. In Japanese culture, moss is significant, appearing even in their national anthem as something beautiful adorning stones over time. This offers dual perspectives. Bad moss suggests it's time to move from stagnation, while beautiful moss indicates value in remaining committed to what you've built. Only you can determine whether circumstances call for remaining still to cultivate growth or rolling toward new opportunities. Sometimes the Ganbatte spirit manifests through strategic flexibility, knowing when apparent surrender serves your larger purpose. The expression makeru ga kachi, losing is winning, captures this wisdom. Consider playing a board game with a valued friend. Despite your winning position, you notice their sour mood. Recognizing the relationship matters more than victory, you might let them win. By losing these small battles, we often win the more important war of meaningful connection. The Ganbatte philosophy isn't about blind stubbornness, but maintaining clear sight of ultimate objectives and recognizing when apparent surrender actually serves deeper purposes. The difficult we do immediately. The impossible takes a little longer. This motto captures the Ganbatte approach to seemingly insurmountable challenges. Rather than seeing impossible as an absolute barrier, the Gambate mindset views it as something requiring additional persistence. Music producer Jordi Campoy exemplifies this principle. Despite his successful career, his true dream was publishing a novel. He spent 10 years perfecting his manuscript about a London cellist, rewriting it 4 times before working with a literary mentor. His novel was finally published to positive reviews. The Gambate approach breaks challenging goals into manageable pieces, doing the difficult daily while taking time with the seemingly impossible. Focus on the next logical step rather than becoming overwhelmed by the distance to your ultimate goal. Every master was once a beginner. The Japanese saying, "Senri no michimo ippo kara," reminds us that all achievements begin with a single step. When facing new challenges, focus only on taking that crucial first step. This initial action builds confidence until progress becomes almost instinctive. Consider the story of a young archer determined to become the world's greatest. A Kyudo master assigns him an impossible task, to hit the moon with an arrow. Despite ridicule, the archer practices night after night for years. Upon returning, he learns the true lesson. By shooting thousands of arrows at an impossible target, he has become the world's greatest. The archer aims at himself, the master explains, revealing that the impossible goal was merely a vehicle for mastery through dedicated practice. In Tokyo's Tsutaya bookstore, 2 young architects plan a European trip focused on visiting many countries rather than experiencing places deeply. This contrasts with Constantine Cavafy's poem Ithaca, which celebrates the journey itself. When you depart for Ithaca, wish for the road to be long, full of adventure, full of knowledge. The poet advises to have Ithaca always in your mind, but don't hurry the journey, suggesting wisdom comes from experiences gathered along the way rather than reaching the destination. This philosophy embodies the essence of Gambate, finding meaning in the process rather than fixating on outcomes. This journey metaphor appears in the Kumano Kodo, Japan's UNESCO World Heritage pilgrimage route, where, since the 10th century, emperors traveled from Kyoto, valuing the transformative experience over merely reaching the destination. How often do we blame failures on bad luck instead of insufficient effort? By focusing solely on what we control, our determination, preparation, and persistence, the impossible gradually becomes manageable, then routine, and finally mastered. We can stay safely ashore, avoiding failure but missing growth, or venture into uncertain waters, gaining valuable experience regardless of outcome. As Alan Watts noted, we emerge from this world naturally like waves from the ocean. Remember that wasted potential is truly disheartening. While talent is common, perseverance is rare, and both are necessary for meaningful achievement. Combine an ant's determination with an eagle's vision, remaining flexible yet resolute, and you'll discover unexpected treasures along your journey. When facing overwhelming challenges, remember, Gambate. The obstacle isn't your enemy, it's your teacher. With each step forward, you're becoming the person capable of achieving your goal.